To spare in the Colorado Springs LGBTQ community. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? How are we supposed to feel safe in our environment when it just got shot up?
He hid in a dressing room while a shooting spree ruined his 34th birthday celebration at the Q Club, where five people were killed, at least 25 injured, until some in the bar stopped and injured the shooter, holding him for police.
The district attorney says Anderson Aldrich will face multiple counts of first-degree murder and other felony charges. Police so far have not answered questions about his possible criminal past. A man with the same name and age was arrested in Colorado Springs last year after making bomb threats, but it appears that case was never prosecuted. A lot of questions about that.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Colorado Springs. There's a funeral today for the first of the four University of Idaho students found stabbed to death in a home 8 days ago. Ethan Chapin will be laid to rest where he was from. Washington State police still have no suspects in the murders. In New York City, more details about the Friday arrest of two men facing a terroristic threat charge, accused of plotting to attack the Jewish community. Mayor Eric Adams says
one of the suspects was flagged by making anti-Semitic and threatening posts online, including references to perpetrate an armed attack on a synagogue.
One had a large knife and a legal gun and a Nazi armband when arrested. The World Cup is underway. 3 hours from now, Team USA plays its first match against Wales.
During the beginning of the game between Iran and England, the Iranian players did not sing their national anthem in what is believed to be a stance of solidarity with the protesters back home.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Qatar, referencing women's rights protests that have gone on for weeks despite a deadly crackdown by Iran's regime. England beat Iran 6-2. In a few minutes, President Biden will pardon two Thanksgiving turkeys, one's named Chocolate, the other Chip. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Many areas of Ukraine are spending hours every day in the dark in rolling blackouts to conserve power after Russian attacks damaged much of Ukraine's infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed a NATO meeting today via video, again asking through a translator to be allowed to join the alliance.
We are sure that we can defend ourselves in this war. We can reinstate our borders, European borders, along the full length of our eastern and southern flanks. The Ukrainians don't just believe, they know.
6 months after the massacre at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school that left 19 students and two teachers dead, school district police officer Ruben Ruiz resigns.
He was one of the officers put under scrutiny and widely criticized after being seen on video checking his phone while at Robb Elementary School during the mass shooting earlier this year, though it was later learned he was trying to stay in contact with his wife, Eva Mireles, a teacher at the school who was shot and was dying. She didn't survive. Ruiz was then seen on the video pleading for permission to break down the classroom door, with fellow officers restraining him and taking his firearm. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There is still the threat of a nationwide railroad strike that could stall freight trains, cause big-time supply chain problems. A tentative deal to avert it could go off the rails.
Members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen joined seven other unions in ratifying the deal, while the sheet metal, air, rail, and transportation workers voted to reject it. The deal includes a 24% wage increase over 5 years, with five yearly $1,000 bonuses. There has been criticism, though, about the contract's sick leave, attendance policies, and lack of paid sick days.
As Fox's Ryan Schmelz, all 12 unions have to agree for the contract to be ratified. Four of them have rejected it now. On Wall Street, some selling. The Dow is down 74 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.